Good day, everybody, and welcome to the Chuck Gines Podcast. Chuck Gines documenting the human experience, just one man in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. And things are starting to fall apart for Trump and the mega cult. I think Dan Proft is going to lose his mind at some point. It's getting harder and harder to carry the water for Mr. Trump as things go on. You know, there's two different forces when you get involved with the legal system. Generally, you'll have one party that can't wait to get to court. Then there's usually the other party that does whatever it can to try to stay out of court. And one of the reasons for that is generally they don't have a case. And that's what we see happening here. Trump at all costs trying to avoid having to get into court, because that is where the rubber meets the road, and all of these political arguments and these acts of sophistry and rhetoric no longer apply, and reality strikes home very, very hard inside the courtroom. So they want to avoid that, and Trump is used to calling the shots and controlling the schedules, and he is losing control. So there is now a March 4th trial date of March 4th, 2024 trial date in D.C. for Mr. Donald Trump. This is the day before Super Tuesday. I think there's 14 primaries, Republican primaries. Now, regardless of what date was picked, you can bet that the Dan Profs of the world and the mega cult followers, it wasn't going to be right regardless. It's everything is going to be wrong. The judge is wrong. The jury is wrong. The day is wrong. Left is wrong. Right is wrong. Up is wrong. Down is wrong. It doesn't matter what goes on. It's all going to be wrong and part of the deep state swamp and some sort of conspiracy. And that is the type of things that you will hear from the mega cult, for sure. So we have March 4th. The Iowa caucus starts, I think that's on January 15th, and then New Hampshire on the 29th of January. And then there's other ones in between that and March 5th, which is super, yeah, there's 14 Republican primaries on March 5th of 2024. So, you know, there was really no way of like, there's no way of getting entangled with his schedule, and that's just one of the repercussions of getting tangled up in legal problems. You know, you have to keep in mind that Eric Hirschman and his legal counsel, while he was in the White House, all advised him not to go down this path, and that if he chose to go down this path, Bill Barr and others warned him that he would find himself forever entangled in legal problems, and that is where he finds himself today, for sure. So March 4th on the trial. Now, there are a lot of people that are going to say that, oh, they're going to keep on postponing this, and I'm going to say nay to that, that is not going to be the case here. It is going to happen sometime in March. That she might allow for several days, maybe a week or so. And it's going to be a battle, because Trump's team is going to continually attempt to push this date. But that's not going to fly. It's going to happen on or around March 4th. Now, something also to keep in mind here is that the judge offered Trump's counsel multiple opportunities to present some alternative other than their option of sometime in 2026 or something like that, 2.5 years away. She said that ain't going to happen. So give me an alternative to that. And they refused to budge or to move, and they insisted. And so she set the trial date for March 4th. That gives them 7 months to prepare for the case, which is plenty of time. You know, they talk about the voluminous amounts of documents that are needed to go through, but in today's world with the software, there's all kinds of ways that they go through discovery now, and there's nothing unusual. They have 7 months to prepare for this case. More than likely, if and when Trump loses this case, they will file an appeal that he wasn't able to have adequate counsel and prepare for defense due to the trial date. That'll probably be an argument for appeal at some point, but look for this to go down on March 4th. The other important thing is that in the Georgia case, Cheeseboro and Sidney Pollack both put in for a speedy trial. Here's why I'm going to maintain, and I'm going to stick with that Trump is not going to get the nomination. This is a problem because trials are starting. They're going to start this October, and there's going to be cameras in the courtroom, and Republicans are going to be taking the stand and testifying against Trump, ultimately, even though it's against Cheeseboro and Sidney Powell. This is a RICO case, and which can play for Trump's hand because you get a little pretrial and kind of see what the prosecution's going to argue. So when Trump stands trial, his defense can adjust and tune their arguments in his defense, having had some of these people go beforehand. But, you know, I had talked about one of the aspects of being a cult, and which I'm going to do a podcast on, and it's different than like George Soros. Isn't a cult leader, and the left isn't necessarily a cult like the mega thing is. And one of the things that you'll see in a cult is a blind obedience and a loyalty, a very devout loyalty to a leader, and isolation. Cult members often isolate from their friends and family, and they only hang around with their cult members. This is very, very common in a cult. And we see, and I've mentioned this for years, that we have an intellectual isolation within the mega movement. I have brought it up many times before of how the mega cult had taken it as a matter of virtue and of honor, having not watched the January 6th hearings. How it is one becomes more informed and more enlightened by not taking in critical information, but, such as cult thinking. So they've had this isolation, and that's why a lot of these people don't realize what is about to hit them. Many more people are going to be attuned, and this isn't a January 6th hearing. This is court. This is the real meal deal. These are really serious charges. Yes, the New York case with that prosecutor, yeah, that's a witch hunt and a legal backbend and all those types of things, but unbeknownst to many of the MELGA cult members who live in isolation and echo chambers, they've been hit by a freight train and their guy's about to go down. This is going to be televised and a lot of people are going to watch this, and it's not going to be good for Trump. And this is all prior to the primaries, which start in January. We have court cases that are starting October. His own jury selection beginning March 4th. In the DC case. So there's a lot of bad publicity that's going to undercut the rhetoric that they get away with on True Social and on YouTube and wherever the case may be. You know, and lately it's been really hard for me and sad to listen to like right-wing talk radio. It almost is reminiscent at this point of reminding me of Rowdy Piper's Pit in WWF back in the 1980s. It's that choreographed and that out of line. You know, I just did a podcast yesterday pointing out some of the left's mischievous reporting when it comes to race relations in this country. And I am no water carrier or defendant of CNN and MSNBC and PBS and the left-wing media. I've talked about their slant and fake newsness for many, many, many years. But I am just horrified how the right-wing media has dwarfed any of the fakeness that I ever seen on the left when it has come to the 2020 election and the Trump mega cult. It's just incredible and profound the amount of choreographed deception on major news networks such as Fox News, where we have someone like Tucker Carlson behind the scenes saying that Trump is a demonic force that he despises. And then to see him on Russell Brand talking about how he loves Donald Trump. Oh, he just loves him. You know, it's just gross and it's just amazing how much of this has come to light. And more is coming to light, and Trump is screwed. And people like Dan Proft are going to be standing holding a bag of shit when, you know, they're just going to be made fools. I can't believe that these people, you know, even Ron Paul, I can't believe it. Ron Paul is kind of, you know, this is a witch hunt. And on that, and it's very sad to see. It really, truly is. But fake news is everywhere out there, and we're about to get introduced to reality. The gavel is coming down. The rubber is going to meet the road, and people are going to raise their right hand. Big people, like Mike Pence, and all kinds of people, are going to raise their right hand and testify against Donald Trump and his flying monkeys, as we shall call them, that he sent down to Georgia, and it's coming apart fast. You know, some of the more recent polls here, national polls outside of the echo chamber of the Republican Party, show that it was just over 50% of American people feel that Donald Trump has committed crimes. And it was somewhere in the 20s% that weren't sure if he committed crimes, but feel that he had done immoral things, at least. So 70% or more of the U.S. population thinks that the guy is either done crimes or has acted immorally. So that's not a rock and horse winner there. And it looks like Hutchinson might provide an off-ramp. Like I said, if someone emerges from this Republican pool that they have here as an off-ramp to Trump, they're going to take it. And the more this stuff comes out, the more these things are televised, the more it's going to undercut Trump. And, you know, look for that to happen, and look and see if you're on the right side of history. You know, one of the other things, Dan Proft, once again, you know, this morning he was talking about Judge Michael Luttig, who is a renowned conservative judge, and also multiple legal scholars, but I can't remember what the gentleman's name is, from University of Chicago. And he's kind of left-wing. There's no doubt about that. But Judge Ludwig is not left-wing. Talking about the 14th Amendment and Section 3 and how Trump may be disqualified, and how states, and you're probably going to see this happen as well, you're going to see certain states move to have Trump not even included on the ballot because of Section 3 of Amendment 14. I don't know if that's going to hold up. It's going to, you know, go up to the Supreme Court. But the interesting thing was that Dan Proft paid homage to Judge Ludwig and for his conservatism, but said that he grossly disagreed with his position on this. But again, failed to articulate. You know, this is what I notice about these right-wing people. They don't get into the nuts and bolts of these indictments. And, you know, Dan, I waited. Why do you disagree with them? I mean, and I was open to disagreement. I'm not saying it's a slam dunk case or anything like that. But, you know, it's always platitudes. It's always sound bites. It's always just, you know, broad sweeping generalities and never anything specific, you know. And that's not going to fly in the courtroom. And it's not looking good for Mr. Donald Trump, but it is looking good for justice and looking good for our republic as well. But we shall see what shall happen. But it's not looking good. And I'm gonna stand by still. I could be totally wrong, but I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say that Trump is not going to get the nomination. And like I said, I could be totally wrong about that. I hope I'm not, but we shall see what happens. All right, everybody, have a great day, and keep your head up.